This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 39, recorded on, the 7th of August, 2013. This is another driving episode. Aphonic does such an awesome job. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear some of this, but Aphonic in general does such an awesome job. A lot of it will get taken out, but I am in the car doing the speed limit, driving back to Atlanta. I work in IT, so I work from home quite a bit anyway. My job is in Atlanta. My wife lives in North Carolina. We recently just got married. And so for the time being, we're kind of a multi-state family. Things will resolve themselves over time. But for now, when I need to be in Atlanta, I'm in Atlanta. And otherwise, I'm mostly not in Atlanta. So, driving show, and it was nifty. This will seem kind of silly because, it's not like exit or satellite radio is anything new or fancy. In fact, I'm really past that sort of thing. But I actually, at the beginning of the summer, got an offer from Sirius XM to turn on the satellite radio in my car, like a trial for 3 months. It was basically through the whole summer. And like I said, I do drive back and forth, 275 miles, four and a half hours, depending on traffic and things coming out of Atlanta, usually. And I was like, hey, what the heck, I'll try it. And tonight was particularly interesting. I left North Carolina just as the Braves game was starting, and I had thought about that before, and I was like, oh, what the heck, I'll give it a whirl. And I actually listened to the whole game. The game just finished. Atlanta's 13 in a row, 113 in a row. I'm a casual Braves fan. I mean, I've been a Braves fan all my life. I lived in Atlanta for a while when I was younger, when like first through fourth grade. And that's pretty much around the time when you set all of your teams that you root for. And so even though we moved mostly within the Southeast, so the Braves were still like the main team in the area. And B, at that point, it's kind of set. So I'm a Braves fan casually. I'm a, I'm a Falcons fan much, much more casually. I couldn't really care anything about professional football. I really like college basketball. I went to Duke, but I'm not a fan of pro basketball, so I don't really worry about pro basketball. But of the three, I pay attention to the Braves more than anything else. So it was a fun opportunity to not have to be able to listen to the game and not have to, track down the local station and then lose it and find another one. And I actually would be very useful during college basketball season because they can't carry every college basketball game, but Duke is usually highly ranked enough that I'm sure most of the Duke games are on, and I do end up in the car quite a bit when Duke is playing. That would be pretty nice. So I figured I would try out the 3 month trial. And I mean, not only do you have that, I don't actually listen to that much sports. I'm kind of a news junkie, and I enjoy the BBC World Service. On some stations, if I'm driving late at night, they throw that, one of the Charlotte stations throws that on at 10 o'clock most nights. But now I can just get it 24/7. And then also, I'm a hardcore child of the 80s, so 80s on 8, and even better, First Wave, which is like classic alternative. I have much more radio listening than I have been for years. I mean, I left the radio, 5 years ago. Once podcasting, right around the time podcasting got started, I was listening. I listened to Daily Source Code within a couple weeks of it starting. I think I started with Dave Slusher's podcast on his second episode. No, third. I think I started on his third episode. And then I went back and listened to the first two, and I've been listening straight forward ever since. So I've been doing it a while. I had been doing things like ripping audio streams and saving them to little cheap MP3 players for a year or so before podcasting really kicked off, and I immediately knew that was something that I wanted to deal with. So my drives to and from work, etc., have no longer had to make me be in a situation where I'm trying to desperately find some radio station that I can stand for a number of years now. But for the car and for the trips that I take, I'm actually considering looking into hopefully whatever the cheapest package is. Because I tend to try these music now. I've tried several of the streaming music services. I'm actually in the Google Play All Music right now because I forgot to turn off my subscription last month. I gotta turn it off. Oh no, I did. I finally did turn it off, but like 2 days after it posted, so I've got another 28 days of it or something like that. But this, because of the specifics of it being in the car, and if the sports package edition is not too bad, and the fact that I'm in the car a lot, and the fact that I can get a straight nice stream of classic alternative for when I'm in the mood for that, I might do it. I might actually do it. I'm surprised that I am, but, and it's not like I listen to, you know, well, 4 to 4.5 hours of podcast usually during my trips. And I'm certainly, even this summer, I haven't gone to no podcasting, but sometimes for an hour at a time or so, I'll listen to the news or to you know, music for a little while. So it's been an interesting experiment tonight. It's been the first time that I realized that there was a Braves game on, and it was kind of the perfect timing. You know, it got me through, you know, 3/4 of the drive as well. That's always nice. Anything that can keep my attention long enough to get me home, at least perceptually faster, I can definitely appreciate it. So let's see. Well, we're at 6 minutes 45 seconds. Gosh. I'll tell you what. I was going to work into another subject, but I think I'll keep that one for tomorrow. I managed to ramble enough there that I think I've got one for the can for tonight. So that's good. So this has been Ken Kennedy, Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The website is kenzoid.com. Feel free to leave comments there. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Feel free to email comments. This podcast is Creative Commons license, attribution share alike 3.0. And this is, I've restarted this as part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, which is at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And actually, I was going to discuss this a little bit, but one of the things I haven't done is add that feed. You can go to that location and get a feed that'll give you all of the podcasts that are in the challenge, including this one, including several others. I listened to Dave Slusher's already, but I think I'm going to add that challenge onto my playlist. I'm going to be interested in hearing what people are doing for daily podcasts. You know, I think some people are very organized about it and have, you know, Dave is like ahead, and he's got a really excellent kind of story that he's telling, the arc of his like from 5 years old, his arc through fandom of various types, comic books, science fiction, etc. I think it's a great story, and it's a perfect way to do one of these daily sorts of things. I'd like to hear what some of the other people are doing on a daily basis, because I really actually think, I mean, this Auphonic makes this so much easier. The Auphonic and a nice, you know, smartphone or any sort of recording device makes this so much easier that I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep it up. I'm actually working on with a friend on some beginning and ending music or something, even. Ooh, I'm going to get fancy. But I'm sure I won't be on a daily basis, you know, maybe twice a week, something like that. Because also that kind of gives you enough time to like build up something to talk about, be it, you know, the books you're reading or whatever. Because honestly, like, for example, with books, even though I like talking about books, I didn't read anything last night. So, I am still reading that King Killer Chronicles. But I think I read about 10 pages yesterday. I'm not too far into it. So once or twice a week, I think would work much better. So I'm looking forward to that, and you can get the RSS feed of that at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thanks, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.